right, everybody, we are live. Welcome to Fire Builders Live. This entire show, the premise of the entire show, is to simplify hitting your goals into small things that you can do just over the next 7 days to build momentum. And I speak with some pretty amazing people with regards to how, you know, what they do, and they teach their students, their colleagues, or their clients to achieve their goals. And today, I have the honor of talking with Jane Hogan from janehoganhealth.com. And she is a functional medicine certified health coach. She's also a civil engineer. We've had a lot to talk about with regards to that, and an avid sailor, which is even cooler. You are up in Newfoundland. Is that correct, Jane?
Yep. Newfoundland, Canada.
Excellent. And so Jane, basically, she works with clients all the time and tries to improve their health by doing small little daily actions, right? Because that's really the key to building success. And what she's going to talk about today is the very first step, which is visualization, right? You need to know what target you're about to hit before you can actually hit it. And this is how she teaches people to do it. So Jane, tell me a little bit about yourself and your practice, and then let's go into the one thing.
Okay, so I have a, I'm a health coach, so I help one-on-one clients, and I help women in my membership program learn to make lifestyle changes so that they can release pain or inflammation and create some peace and calm in their life, and so that they can get on with living a life that they love. And so I do that by, most of the people come to see me want to do this without medications, or they want to get off their medication. So they know they want to make lifestyle changes. Problem with lifestyle changes is that they're hard to make because it's a lifetime of habits.
Yes. Yeah. That you've built. And I mean, it's so hard to break out of those.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard to break out of habits. And what makes it so hard is that a lot of times people are trying to like just will themselves into it and just say, I'm going to do it. And it's hard to change habits like that. It's a lot easier if you get your brain behind it first. So that's part of what I teach, a mindset to help them make the lifestyle changes.
Well, so what is then, if you could suggest, one thing that people do to visualize and break themselves out of those habits, what would it be?
Well, I really like for my clients to analyze their life and see what they want. Why do they want to make these changes? What's their big motivator? And so that's sort of the impetus. It gives them an intrinsic, reason for making the changes. But even then, they might know they want to get there, but how will they get there? So I get them to do a visualization type of practice. So that's what they do. I get them to do. They visualize the life that they want first. They visualize it. They feel it. And then that creates the life that they want ahead of time. They can feel what that's like. And then that helps their brain get rewired to make the changes they need to make.
Well, so interesting. And if that's the case, how detailed do you actually ask people to go into these visualizations? Is it a general sort of, hey, I want to be living on an island drinking out of coconuts? Or is it way more detailed? Like, this is what I did the first 15 minutes of getting out of bed sort of thing.
Yeah, no, it's the more detailed, the better. And I often say, like, if you can bring all your senses in, that's even better. So, really get some really good visuals in there. Imagine what you can smell, what you can see, what you can hear, what you're feeling. Can you taste anything? Pull all of that in there. So you're really getting like a really clear picture of what you want, what you're going to be able to do once you've made these lifestyle changes and you get your health or your life to, where you want it to be. So yeah, the more detail, the better. And repetition.
So would you say that that if they did this in the morning and at night, that would be a good thing twice a day?
Yeah. The best thing is like with a lot of habits is always to, so this visualization is going to be a habit. And so to bring that on, it's always best with habits to do it like right after something. So right after you wake up. So that's my suggestion, is right after you wake up, close your eyes, visualize what you want, feel it, get it in all that great detail. And then if when you go to bed at night, after you turn off the light, before you go to sleep, visualize it again. So the visualization is key. And it really does change the neural. What it's doing, actually, when you get that clear visualization, the feeling is that you're actually rewiring the brain. You're creating new neural networks in the brain. And then your brain tries to make that actually happen.
And you were telling me that essentially, like, your brain really can't tell the difference between reality and non-reality. And so those little neural networks that you're talking about exciting, the more detailed and you can visualize this, the better.
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. There's been studies done of, for instance, people that were sat down at a piano to practice some music, and then other people who just imagined it. And when they kind of put the two groups together, there's not much difference. So the brain doesn't really know the difference between feelings and the visualization from a real event versus something that's just imagined in the brain.
Huh. Interesting.
Really cool.
That is cool. And I actually, somebody, Katinka, right?
Katinka, yeah,
let me show you what, no, basically she totally agrees with you. I just had to put this up, right? But visualization does totally work. And you know, this, to be honest, I haven't really done this too much in my life, but the more I talk to people that know what they're talking about, the more that I realize that I need to get on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I need to get on this. And so that's Katinka. So thanks, Katinka. And then Steven. So these, you would like him. He is also another engineer. But it is kind of a dream board, but not really. Is it, what's the difference essentially between this and a dream board?
Well, a dream board can do the same thing. Yeah. So I get my clients to do that as well. A dream board or a vision board. So same thing. And I do suggest put it, you know, next to your bed. So anything that can evoke the feeling, what you're really looking for is either looking at the picture or in your head, but you're creating the feelings. And that's where the magic really happens, because your heart and your brain are connected. And so when you get those feelings, it really strengthens those networks in the brain. And so it's really powerful. And the other thing is, it's fun. Like, why not spend time thinking about whatever you want to achieve? Because it's fun to do. And it feels good.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, this is awesome. I can't thank you enough. My last question is, how can people actually connect with you if they want to learn more about this?
They can go to my website, janehoganhealth.com. They could send me an email, jane@janehoganhealth.com. They can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Jane Hogan Health. You can see there's a pattern there. So, yeah, they can find me there, and I'd love to chat with anyone. I do a lot of videos on YouTube and on Facebook, and so they can follow me there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Oh yeah, what's that?
I was just going to say, I've also got, if they want to sign up, I've got a little PDF they could get now where they can learn 3 ways to calm inflammation while they eat. And it's very much about creating this, you know, a visual of being peaceful and calm while you're eating. And it helps with digestion, helps keep inflammation down. So it's a great little tool.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. I mean, Jane, I can't thank you enough for being on here and just talking about visualization, something that I don't really know that much about, but I'm going to start asking you about it and start doing it in the mornings. And yeah, and just shows you the power of doing something small just consistently every day and what you can achieve with that. So thanks again, Jane. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time.
It's been my pleasure, Josh. Thank you so much.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye.